And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institutes. The Golden Arches is where we start. They've just discovered their DEI programs aren't worth their weight in nuggets. McDonald's is scrapping diversity quotas and backing away from surveys that rate companies on their wokeness. As it turns out, serving burgers doesn't require counting skin colors. The company joins Toyota and Tractor Supply in remembering their actual business model involves selling products, not social agendas. New Jersey has just solved their teacher shortage by eliminating those pesky reading requirements for educators. Governor Murphy signed off on dropping basic literacy tests because, in the words of one senator, we need more teachers. To teach what? Something they've never learned? Next up, I guess, solving the pilot shortage by removing that troublesome gotta-know-how-to-fly requirement. The state of Texas released their post-Roe report card, zero elective abortions since Dobbs, with just 132 medically necessary procedures in 26 months. And pro-abortion critics who warned of widespread medical crises have been notably quiet about the numbers. Turns out protecting life doesn't require actually endangering or ending it. And speaking of abortion, Minnesota's oldest abortion facility has closed its doors after 5 decades and an estimated 60,000 lives murdered. The Robbinsdale Clinic's building will now be demolished for a data center, though local tech companies might want to check for ghosts in the machines. Democrats in Illinois, well, they're eyeing their next compassionate cause, assisted suicide legislation. They're hoping to slip it through next week's lame duck session when apparently killing bills is as popular as killing patients. And the controversy surrounding President Biden's latest Presidential Citizens Medal winners reads like a who's who of progressive activism, featuring the architect of gay marriage and Eleanor Schmill, whose greatest achievement was getting arrested for protesting at the Vatican. The air quote devout Catholic president continues his tradition of honoring those who oppose Catholic teaching. Washington Democrats accidentally CC'd Republicans on their secret tax hike playbook. The email, complete with PowerPoint tips on how to sell massive tax increases, included helpful suggestions like identify the villain and don't focus on the budget hole. At least they're being transparent about their lack of transparency. A pastor in Phoenix found an innovative way to torpedo both his ministry and freedom in one go, hiding cameras in the women's bathroom at his church. His career in ministry ended when one of the devices fell out of a dryer while a mother changed her baby's diaper. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.